All right, what's good, class? This is your last class for Church Unusual. I hope your grades have been good, because in that case, I'll say congratulations on you about to graduate really soon. You got one more exam, so make sure you do good on that exam. This is Church Unusual. Listen, this is what I want to leave you with. And we've been going to Matthew's chapter 16 over and over again. We've done this a lot this semester. But I just want to start off with reading it. It says, and I want to be clear about how when you leave this class, we understand what church is. Now, I may say some things that feel a bit controversial and a bit unorthodox in this class, but I'm only telling you what Jesus is saying. Okay, listen to what I'm saying. It says, and I say also unto thee, verse Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, right before that, Peter jumps off the block and says, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood is not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. This is verse 18. Then verse 19 says, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, whether you know it or not, in verse 18 and 19, he's actually defining what the church looks like. I want to say it better, who the church looks like. Now, a lot of people got in a controversy. I had a man call me some years ago and say, well, what is he talking about? Is he talking about when he says, thou art Peter upon this rock? Is Peter the rock? Because I know the word Peter, Petros, means rock. Is Peter the rock, or is Jesus the rock? I say, no, Jesus is the rock. The revelation is that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I don't have to go over it again. I probably said it this semester that he says, and you too, Peter, you are the Son of the living God too. But then he explains what church, how church should function. He says, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Now, it's crazy, because I've said this before, and I probably said it over and over again in this class, but gates don't move. And for years and years, I always looked at it the wrong way. It's like, yeah, we're going to protect. We have this. Sometimes if your perspective is wrong, or the way that you learn it is incorrect, it can be slightly incorrect, but if the way that you learn it is incorrect, then you have a wrong image and a wrong understanding of how it's supposed to function. So for years and years, I was like, yeah, hell ain't gonna prevail against us. We're gonna protect our ground. But then I thought about it. He says the gates of hell will not prevail, and gates don't move, which means if the gates are standing there and they can't prevail, that means we are coming to the gates and the gates can't hold us out. Listen what I'm trying to tell you. So now that immediately puts the church in a mobile position. You're moving. You're not just stuck in the four walls of your services and your service times, or however many services you got, or your midweek, and all those things are great to gather together. But it's not just constituted in those times. I am the church. Go ahead and say it. I am the church, right? Now watch this. The church is a live, living organism that has been defined. Watch this. And it has been sent here for a reason. Jesus will say this over and over again. He said, I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going, and the one that sent me is with me. I love it when he says, as I hear, I judge him, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will. But watch this. But the will of the one that sent me. And if you don't understand, the church and the original definition of church is more of a connotation of being called out from an origin. It sounds like being sent from somewhere. I mean, literally, I'm looking, I can hit the Strongs, and I'm literally looking at it, and it says, I like these definitions. Let me get to it. It says church, and it says ecclesia, and it says a derivative. One of the derivatives is talking about an origin, out from, away from an origin. Listen. Then the next part says, and we probably talked about this in the class before, the next part says a calling out. So you've been called out from the original. You've been called out as a piece of origin. Y'all hearing that? You've been called out. This is so much stronger than what we thought church was. We thought church was putting on some suits, being a part of the usher team and being part of the worship team, and then the preacher coming, giving a message, we're paying our tithes and offering, and we constituted all that as just being church. Amen for all those things. But being called out from an origin sounds much more powerful. You are peace. You are a piece. Your being is a piece. Is your DNA, your actual coding, your actual makeup is built up of origin. And if you're made of origin, now I call you out from that origin, right? And I call you out by name to carry a name. What is that name? The name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. But it's not just, this is how another way we learn in church. Jesus, Jesus. We say it in the songs all day. Jesus, Jesus. Or we say really quick, in the name of Jesus, like it's one word, right? But when you talk about in the name, it's talking about carrying the character. You get me? So I want to be clear about what we're doing. Sometimes we forfeit the power of who we really are as origin because we begin to take on some other identity and some other way or some other religion. The traditions of men have made the word of God. You learn that in a living by the book class, that the word of God is not just words on the paper, but the word of God is actually who you are. The word of God, the word was made flesh, is actually who you are, living alive as you, right? But it's made your being or your life of none effect because it's traditional. And it's not just traditions. It's not that traditions make the word of God none effect. It says the traditions of men. Right, even after this, he calls Peter Satan, right? Because he says, thou savest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. Now you're lowering your level, and you have to watch it. I know even with Peter and Paul, you have to pay attention. I heard a man say something the other day talking about this, you know, we're functioning like the book of Acts. The book of Acts is not the foundation for the church. I know we like to say that's where the church began, and I know we like to say all those things, and chronologically, I get what you're saying in the Bible, but that's not whatever they did wasn't the foundation for the church. Jesus is the cornerstone of the church. Jesus, the person, the man, the individual, not the institution, not the figurehead. We made Jesus a figurehead and lost the power, right? We tried to make Jesus the figurehead and forgot our figure, our form, image and likeness. Yeah. We made him the figurehead. I know he the head of the church, but we tried to make him the figurehead of the church, right? Tried to make him the face of the company, right? And we missed out on the power that he was consistently telling us who we are. Even when you read the scripture, he said, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, be loose in heaven. And not what the reverend do. Not what your pastor do. God bless your pastor. Not what your leaders do. No. Whatever you bind on earth, be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, I give you the keys. Yeah. He's making a point. Even later on, he says, if any man come after me. He's still talking church now. This is still how he's defining church. Watch this. You never thought church was defined like this, right? If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. He's still talking church. He's still talking, he who try to save his life is going to lose it. He who loses life in my sake in the gospel shall find it. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. He's still explaining what the church is. As a matter of fact, it is not just in this moment, but all the red words of Jesus are explaining what the church looks like. Even when he says, I'm in the Father in me, you in me, and I'm in you. If you he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. He that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water, that they may be one as we are one. Right? Even when he says these things, all these things will be added, he's still talking church. He's still defining you. Because remember now, the church is built on the rock of Jesus. Jesus is the foundation and the definition for what all the church looks like. This is the origin that we're called from. So now this whole conversation, right? You think just because you search the word church in the concordance or you search it on your app and you see church, that particular passage was talking about church. No. The whole conversation. Jesus is the church. And then he tells you, you are too. Listen to what I'm saying. So now we're not building. I know we love to go to Romans. Y'all, listen. I know people get mad. They pull out the pitchforks and they want to, you know, throw knives and everything. But listen, I love the Romans, but we're not in Rome. Ephesians and Galatians and Corinthians. Some of y'all ain't never even been to something. Some of y'all been to Israel. Some of y'all ain't never even been to those places. Even if you go nowadays, that ain't the same place. Corinth and Galatia and Ephesus and Rome. You from right there where you from in America or whatever other little city. You might be in an international city or whatever, but you from right there, right? And you, this is thousands of years later. It's 2025. What does the church look like right now as you? Are you getting me? And I love it because the statement says this. Watch this. Acts ain't the same yesterday, today, and forever. Peter ain't the same yesterday, today, and forever. Paul ain't the same yesterday, today, and forever. All of them in the, you know, the disciples, they're not the same yesterday, today, and forever. Corinth ain't the same yesterday and forever. It clearly ain't the same because it's totally different. Some of those cities have been demolished and had to be rebuilt. Corinth and Rome and Galatia and Ephesus and all these different places, right? Yeah. But Jesus Christ, you see, Jesus is the same wind yesterday, today, and forever. That means Jesus is relevant. That's why you always said I am. It's relevant right now at this very moment for what the church looks like in this time. And now you got to see him. You got to see who y'all walking around trying to wash people's feet. Talking about wash the feet. You know why they wash feet? It was a literal reason why they wash feet. The literal reason why they wash feet is because they were dirt foots. Their feet were dirty because they walking around with sandals in the dirt all day long. Right? This is why they were washing feet. It was a sign of honor for somebody. Y'all, what you wash somebody? Y'all wearing shoes and stuff. What you talking about? You got showers. Y'all got showers and vehicles and different things. So now you're trying to walk. Watch this. You have to, upon this rock I'll build my church. What is he saying? That this revelation of Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory, is what the church is built on. You can't build it upon just the steps of what you saw historically. Right? Because that history really has nothing to do with you because that's not your culture. Heard a guy, I heard a guy talking about we're going to bring everything together and do something. It's a little clip and try to bring the money to the altar so we can empty your pockets so we can bring the money to the altar so we can give to this woman that's, having a hard time. You know, he said, this is the book of Acts. What he said, this is the book of Acts. We're doing you take care of the widows and the orphans and everything. It's the book of Acts. No, that's not the book of Acts, bro, because the book of Acts, they said they all sold everything. They were selling everything and everybody had that in common. That means you got to go come up off that crib. Come up off them stocks that you got. Come up off that land and that investment that you come up off that car. Sell that and bring that in there. Let's make it a community effort, right? That it's 2025. That's what that would look like. It is not built on all of these historic moments. It is built on who Jesus is right now as the I am right now and what that looks like right now in 2025. And that's when I'm recording this class in 2025. But you know, 2025, 2026, 2036, 2046, if we still here, God willing. What is it built like? What does Jesus look like right now? The basic foundation is still the same, and we stand on the same things, but now you're not riding horses and chariots. You're not in the synagogue, although we try to remake the synagogue and remake that stuff all over again, but Jesus says, my body is the temple. My body, I'm a living sacrifice. Yeah. We no longer sacrifice. Don't clap for your little gift. Are you the gift? Did you put yourself on the line? And this is what Jesus is telling us. He's teaching us how to be the church. And so even when we see in Revelations, he said to the church in Asia, y'all not in Asia? you're not in the church, and he goes, and these are good things. Listen, I love you left your first love. Oh, wow, we gotta understand it. But we gotta understand that I am the church right here, right now, where I am, right? And so I've got to see what Jesus is saying to me about right now. Yeah. About right now in the flesh, right? I gotta see what that is. Because we begin to build ourselves on historic moments, on things that have nothing to do culturally with us. I even learned this reading and learning some of the Aramaic and some of the, you know, Hebrew and even the Greek. And I realized that a lot of these things that we're trying to say and we preach about, we don't even know what we're talking about because it's not even a part of our culture. We haven't even done enough digging to really see what it is. Watch. So now, who I am as a church, how I function as the church, what I should do going forward as a church is built on Jesus Christ and him crucified. You get me? Not on the buildings. He say, tear down the tabernacle in 3 days, I'll build it up. He's trying to get you to move from you thinking that God is in the temple to realizing God is in the temple. This is the Holy of Holies. Listen, this is the holy. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. And Jesus is telling us this. Watch. He's giving us the insight on how to function from I'm in the Father in me, you and me, and I'm in you. Right? He's showing us where we are. We're in the Father. He said, in that day, you're not going to ask me nothing. You're going to go to the Father. The Father loves you. You'll go to the Father for yourself. He's trying to tell us what the church looks like live in action. We have actually minimized the church by making it Christian centers. or putting it in buildings or putting it in organizations. And God bless all of that. I know we got to organize some time. We got to get together. I know your church and my church, and we shout out. We be celebrating our whatever, right? But at the end of the day, sometimes we minimize the power because we minimize it to my church, your church, this church, that center, international, whatever, worldwide, whatever. And then now we minimize it, and that's why we don't see the power sometimes, because we think that that's the church. No, you are. Say, I am the church. And Jesus tells us this over and over and over again. So we cannot limit ourselves to what was just historic, right? We can honor it, right? Be very honorable to it. But I found out the other way. The only way you can honor God is by living and functioning as a son or a child of God. This is the only way you can honor God. There's a scripture, Jesus said, no man honor the Father but the Son. I mean, you can't even honor God unless you're functioning as one with the Father. You get it? And so now it's church unusual. Church as usual is you go through the motions, you meet on a Sunday, you meet at midweek if you fancy, you come to prayer, you know what I'm saying, and you sign up for different things, like even y'all would go a little extra mile and sign up for training center, sign up for ministry school, right? But that's not enough. It's not enough, right? There's more. There's more on the inside of you. And so if I leave you with anything this semester from Church Unusual, I want you to understand that the unusual church is the church that is a live, living organism in you as you, right? And it's a gathering of origins that are called out by name and gathered together in a name to carry a name. And even when you are not assembled, I love it when it says forsake not the assembly of yourselves. It's good to assemble, because iron can't sharpen iron unless iron comes in contact with each other. But even when you are not there, you are no less the church. Just because you're not standing by brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, or you're not singing a worship song before whatever, right? Truth of the matter is, Jesus didn't say, sing a couple of songs before we, he did it one time at somebody's house, but he didn't say, let's sing a few songs before we, and let's, no. When I show up, it's on site, because I am the church. I am the called out gathering. I am called out from an origin to carry a name. And when I realize that I am the church, then it becomes more powerful. I get more results. It looks more like God the Father than ever. And then we begin to carry out the things that we should do. So remember this, I am the church, right? I don't go to church. I am the church. Yes, we can use the phrase, yeah, I'm going to church. I get it. I get it for the sake of where we are. I got to go to church. And then you really shouldn't. I got to go. I should be. I get to go. Or meet me at the church. I get it. I get it. But we're going to church building, right? But let's realize that wherever I am, I woke up as a church this morning, and I'm going to sleep, and I'm watching the class as the church. Wherever I go tomorrow, if I'm going to work, if I'm going wherever, if I'm hanging out, I'm still the church right there. Yep. No, not your particular Christian center with your particular pastor. No, you're just the church. Yeah. I am the church. I want you to remember this and walk with it. And now we're no longer limited to the historic idea of church, but we're living the right now, alive, in the flesh, in the face, church right now, everywhere we go. All right, class. God bless.